Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Of course, you know the big story, but another big story has soybean oil locked up the $3 limit with expectations if it was still trading right now, it'd be another dollar and a half to $2 higher yet. As President Trump put out a very supportive thing to expand domestic biofuel production this morning, RVOs have been elevated above what the industry had been expecting by a considerable amount. There's also a reduction in RINs, foreign imports of bio and renewable diesel that will expand U.S. soybean crush rates. Very positive EPA bullish news here today, which has soybeans up 24.5 cents on the July contract, 10.66 and three quarters, November gaining 23 and three quarters cents, 10.51, the soybean oil up the $3 limit, 50.61, likely another $1.50 to $2 higher on Monday morning, or I should say Sunday night when trading resumes. Very positive. Also, the bean crush, November crush, a positive 192.5 million bushels, a record for this time of year. Daily processing rate equals about 6.24 bushels with soy oil stocks pegged at 1.47 billion pounds. That's down 5% from April and down 15.5% from last year. So very bullish for the soybeans, supporting old crop corn. July recovering up 5 cents currently today, been up 7. We're at 443.5. December corn up 2 cents. 442.5 would be stronger, but of course, good weather forecasting keeps that constrained. Wheat sharply higher. Concerns French wheat production has to have rain in the next 10 days or production will dramatically decrease. Forecast doesn't have it. And that, along with world concerns that stocks of end users have been buying hand to mouth, prices are at decade lows. They're thinking, you know what? Maybe we should buy. And you're seeing short covering from index funds supporting today a bit. We're up 16 and a quarter cents on July Chicago wheat. Kansas, July up 15 and a half, 538 and a quarter. Minneapolis, July up 10 and a quarter, 631, with September Minneapolis gaining 10 and a quarter, 642. In the soybean trade, again, up 24.5 on that July beans, 10.66 and three quarters. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, obviously, sharply lower. It's been a tough week. Market is elevated. The cash trade solid. 242 in Nebraska, I heard here just a little while ago. Strong trade. Cash 235 down in Texas. You know, can they top that next week? We'll see. Boxed beef just up 35 on choice today. Select gaining 78 cents. Concerns on the board is consumer demand could get hurt in the future because the futures market trades the future. And thoughts are that when the gasoline shock comes to consumers in the weeks to come, if the board on oil does not retreat here more than it has, we could see maybe in the past we've seen it. Maybe it'll happen this time. So June cattle down $2.80, $225.40, of course, putting big discounts to the cash trade. August off $4.27, $2.12.67. October giving up $4.22, $2.10.12. On the feeder cattle, August losing $4.27, $3.06.97, with the cash index well north of $3.10. September feeders down $4.30, $3.06.25. October off $4.45, $3.04. January down $3.92, $2.96.22, below 300. Kind of makes you look. Hog futures mixed. July up 45 cents, 109.35. August down 32, 109.85. Gold up $50 an ounce, $3,452. Silver July up at $36.32. While Bitcoin slips, we're down 1,584 points to $105,184. Of course, crude oil at one time last night up over $9 a barrel, hit $77.62 before retreating $5. We're still up $4.61 at $72.65. If you were had the continuation charts and have a six-year-old draw the trend lines off the high since the first of the year, it would have come in within 30 cents of last night's high before they reversed it lower. The August crude is only up $4.44 now as well, $71.09. Gasoline showing a gain of 8.75 cents a gallon on August, $2.21.5. Diesel fuel up 15.25 cents. $2.33.5. Of course, if you have any questions about commodity futures trading, would like to get that phone trading app in your hand for trading commodity futures and options, and or want to talk about LRP, Livestock Risk Protection Insurance, we can help you on any of those. 701-222-0221, or our phone number, it's at the front of the website, very top, easy to find, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.